All right, so we are here in Collingwood, Ontario, which is pretty much cottage country. And I'm here with David Ipiam.
Hi, everybody. We're sitting outside of Pizza Pizza, just waiting for the pizza. Thought we'd record something.
Yeah. So David is here with me because we are taking a little bit of a break from our regular kind of schedules and routines. So we're going to talk a little bit today about morning routines and also how we make time for things that need to fit in, that just can't fit into your regular everyday schedule. So David, if you can just introduce yourself and let everyone know what exactly you do.
Right, so 9 to 5, I work for a university. I'm just in between jobs right now, which is why I need to take this time off. So from director of student affairs at a campus to a more management consulting kind of role at a different campus. And then on my side hustles, that's how I met Daniel, is really leadership educator, relationship coach, and martial arts instructor.
Awesome. And what's the name of your brand that you run?
With my partner, Lindsay, we run a Relationship Zen. And then right now, just building, one of the things we're making time for is building my website, so davidipiam.com. That'll have another, a bunch of other kind of listings.
Your personal brand.
Yay!
So one of the things, as both me being an entrepreneur with, you know, multiple projects and businesses, and David, who is an employee with ton of other projects, side hustles, various commitments. A lot of times when there's a new idea that comes up or a new priority or something that you want to grow or build, you really have to force that into your existing schedule, because oftentimes you're not just dropping something else in order to take something on. So one of the ways to do this is by physically creating space, right? And that's why we're here in Collingwood, because, you know, it's an hour or two away from the city, away from our jobs, our apartments, you know, all the noise of that. And we're able to dive in on things that would never really fit into our schedule. So David, for example, like, if you wanted to give a couple of tasks that you just haven't been able to get to in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, every period of transition requires, like, extra focus time. I like that you said that, especially when there's something new, or it could be something that's existing, but there's a change.
Right.
So I tend to do on a yearly basis, yearly goals, yearly vision, and that usually happens in December when I have more time. My job affords that time. But here we're like middle of the year, I'm transitioning jobs, and I also had a number of side hustle things that I want to get moving. So some of the projects we're working on today was building the davidipm.com, which really makes me think about all of the things I'm working on, right? So
yeah.
I have to move the needle forward on all of my four projects,
right,
and then make it aligned on one webpage. So I've been trying to do that since April, all right, folks? You know, and that's my own personal timeline, but really coming to Collingwood an hour and a half away,
yeah,
really makes a big difference, and hanging out with somebody like Daniel.
And now, yeah, so now you wanted to do it since April, now it's July. I have, you know, similar projects that I've been, you know, in the idea phase or in the research phase, but doesn't come to that execution because, you know, there's nothing super pressing to make it happen, but you don't want to go a whole year and not have that launch. So what's really important from a personal branding perspective, as David has mentioned, is he's actually building a central home, a hub online for everything that he's doing. And that doesn't have to be something super complicated of a website. You know, David's not a tech person, but, you know, we're able to pretty much put that all together in a day or two. And, you know, it's your own personal brand. You know what you're talking about. So it comes a little bit more naturally, but it's a matter of sitting down and expressing it to someone who doesn't know you and he wouldn't know, all right, what are the three or four things I need to know about David and how can I work with him?
Right. So until today, I had maybe these four things that were, there were four or five projects that were in the maintenance and sustaining stage, which were steadily growing. Right. But taking just these few hours apart is really like the building stage, I feel like.
Right. So if you think about it, normally you would take maybe half an hour a week or an hour a week here and there when it fits. And it would take, you know, several weeks or months to do something. But like you said, you're doing that literally all in one concentrated period of time. And the second benefit is that, besides the time, is that we're in a more relaxed environment, right? So we don't have the crazy pressures of everyday life. We're not, you know, doing all kinds of like errands, running around. We're not stuck in traffic for a couple hours a day. We're not commuting, all that type of stuff. So that really puts us in the right mindset.
Right. Right. I think that, like you said, the physical act of moving is both symbolic and psychological, like a psychological effect. Symbolism, like, it helps me frame the experience. Like, this is about building. Right. And then physiologically, psychologically, really helps like my nervous system calm down, just because of the vibe that of that that I associate with Toronto, which is my workplace, which right. is my like, you know, move and shake all the time.
Exactly. Right? And then, so one of the other, again, tips or reasons for doing this is, or sorry, tips when you are trying to do this, is that you can't put the whole world of expectations as well. And so, you know, we noticed this the very first night, we made a list right away of what we thought we would accomplish. Obviously, some of those things we knew were, you know, going to be higher priority, that we really wanted to get to. And I asked David, what were some of the things that you won't be able to get to back in your everyday life? And those, of course, would become a priority, such as your website. And then there's other things that, of course, are just going to have to fit in later, or you would save it for the next time you do something like this. So if you can do something like this, you know, every few months, then you can kind of really plan to make the most out of those weekends.
So earlier I was talking about the maintenance and sustaining stage of my projects, and a big part of that happens within my morning routines, actually.
Right.
And I've my life has kind of with my life, I kind of change as my life evolves. I change the way my morning routines look. I used to basically incorporate physical activity, some reflection, and some work on personal projects. So they range from 10-minute alignment exercises, core exercises, leg exercises to kind of wake up the body. Mm-hmm. That was in the past. I did 10 minutes of that, and then some meditation, some journaling, and then would take about 20 minutes to work on any kind of small project that I'm, or any big project, but 1%, move it 1% forwards, right. If you will, on a daily basis. But nowadays, my job's a little heavier. I wake up and then do 5 minutes of yoga, again, to get the blood flowing. And then review my journal that I wrote the night before. So, but basically morning routines for me are important to prime and frame the day.
Right. How do you keep that, what you talked about in the morning routine or what you thought of during the morning routine, how do you turn that into actual action?
Right. So my journaling from the night before is usually, it follows with gratitude and then gratefulness in advance, kind of intention setting. And then I write three business goals, so work or side hustle, and then three personal goals, personal life outside of work life, outside of work and side hustles. And they're very tangible.
Right. I was just going to ask that. So like, because you're doing it every single day, of course, I'm assuming you might add some bigger goals every once in a while,
right.
But these are like things that, you know, you can actually do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And they're inspired from those yearly goals that I had set in December that I referred to earlier. So they're like, it's kind of like an act of breaking it down. Right. And at first when I started, they looked more like short-term goals, like a 3-month goal that I'd try to accomplish in a day, right? But then I got better at breaking that down into something minute. I think one of the goals you read yesterday was a smooth ride up to Collingwood, right?
Right, yeah.
That's something that's super actionable. I think you had some really good ones.
I did. They were very specific to, of course, the day, but things that you would just expect to happen when you're actually setting it out, it really reminds you. Because let's say, for example, you know, one of my goals is to have a you know, stress-free commute, right? Well, then I'm going to decide whether or not I I'm like rushing and going crazy and not picking something up just because I told David I would get there at 7, let's say, right? Versus, all right, one of the goals is to have a stress-free commute. So, hey, David, do you mind if I come a few minutes later? Fine. All of a sudden, everything...
I like...
So it's setting that intention first, right?
I love that. And you said something, you're going to decide. And a lot of things are about choices. So these goals, it doesn't have to necessarily have to be a task-based goal. It can literally be choices we make and what we want to focus on. You know, I love that saying,
mindset,
energy flows where the attention goes. So wherever you put your attention, yours was a stress-free commute.
Yeah.
Mine was, you know, maybe, what was it today? Really enjoying myself while doing the work.
Right.
Because I think when I do the work, the side hustle work in Toronto, I'm also thinking about my other work and the other work. But here I was really just enjoying the side hustle work.
Right. And taking, so being more present with it. Yeah, right. And now there's a certain type of work, of course, that you can do while you're multitasking or you're listening to music or whatever it is, right? Whether you're consuming content or just doing some research. Fine. But when it comes to some of this work, like planning, making big decisions about, you know, your personal brand or about your business, then you can't do those in chaos, right? Like it really, really helps. You can get a lot more clarity when you focus like this. So save those certain decisions for a time when you can actually make them is pretty much the whole concept of this.
Yeah, and then because I incorporate the goals in the morning routines, it allows me to readjust those yearly goals I make and to take a pulse.
As you go.
As I go, because things come up, right? And it's okay to, I think my sensei says, set the goal set the destination in the concrete, but the path in the sand. It's okay to...
Nice. I like that. For me, yeah, I need to be more clear on the destination, which is why one of the things I wanted to do on this is set some 5 or 10 year goals, right?
Same.
And readjust those that have been previously set. So one of the tools that I'm using, David kind of mentioned his journaling process, the format. The format that I'm using is actually called simply the 5-minute journal. And that's a really, really popular one. I just started doing it recently in July. And so that's 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at the end of the day, and so far I haven't missed a morning or night, which is surprising for me, and I think now that it's incorporated in, I'll always pretty much focus on that. And it asks you just a few questions. The morning there are a few more questions that it asks you, but it is really about, you know, setting, you know, 3 different things that you want to get out of today. And another question I love is, what would make today awesome? And it asks you that specifically after you've already put out your goals, right? So it's not like you know, it might be one of those 3 things that you put, but it's like you get to specify what would make it even better. So if your goal is, let's say, to finish a project, well, to make that awesome, your goal would be to finish a project and show it to someone and get amazing feedback from that person. Or finish the project, but do it with a friend. So that's like a bonus that makes it amazing, right?
I love that. It adds to it.
And yeah.
It adds emotion to the goal. And when emotions are tied to goals, they're stronger in a way.
Right.
They're more vibrant, more real.
Exactly. And remember that these routines are not to set straight up to-do lists, right? They're more about like self-improvement and looking at like the bigger picture of these
projects. Right. Exactly. It should be internally motivated as much as possible.
Right.
And you can also, if for Relationship Zen, for example, Lindsay and I are working on creating a relationship journal, gratitude journal. So you can also ask yourself, speak with each other if you're in a couple or a relationship, for what are you grateful for towards your partner, right?
Right.
And what's something you want to look forward to the next day together, right?
And what's important about stuff like that is, and again, the whole purpose of this, even the 5-minute journal, is gratitude, right? So to think of those things you're actually grateful for, or thankful for, that are part of your everyday life, you may never mention that to your partner or to your friend or your colleague. You may never mention those things because you just kind of expect them to be there, take them for granted. So yeah, look out for this product that David's going to be developing through Relationship Zen.
So Daniel, as we wrap up, you know, we're going to wrap up in Collingwood as well. How are you going to maintain this energy, making time for things in your life?
Yeah, one of the things I've been focusing a lot more on is outside of the day-to-day kind of responding to, you know, client needs and emails from various different sources, I'm making time by being more intentional about what each day is. So for now, now that I'm not living in the city, next, you know, a few minutes from my office, I decided that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are guaranteed days in the office, and those are typically going to be, you know, longer days, but I'm going to be, you know, focus on my team those days, focus on really important meetings those days, and really, like, the agency is what my focus is. Of course, there's other things that happen here and there, but, you know, when it comes to choosing events, we're going to, you know, start choosing events that are really impactful, right? And not spending 3 or 4 hours at an event just because we thought it was a good idea to sign up to a few months ago, right? And then the you know, my Fridays are actually spent working remotely. That includes working on the business, not just in the business, which is very critical if we want to grow or adapt or change. And then the Mondays are, you know, just a normal day working on, you know, working on client stuff, working on everything else. But I'm fitting in time on Mondays and Fridays for my personal brand that, and other partnerships and other initiatives that I'm not able to do, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that's kind of how I'm trying to continue this, along. What about you?
I love that. Your schedule is reflecting your priorities.
Right.
And that it's simple, but like it's not common, right? It's not common. That's great. Just to give folks some context. So I'll be starting my new job, but also a doctorate part time. And then I'll be teaching at the university as well. And then have the Relationship Zen and my martial arts school and the speaking and workshops.
So right, that's a ton. That is a ton.
That is a ton. Yeah, that's a ton. And it's done it before. But what's worked for me is really solitude and blocking out either a Friday night, a Saturday night, or a Sunday morning a week where I'm just alone, working on my personal brand, and that keeps me grounded because things flow from there. My brand, I feel like, is me. So that solitude, I think, is just making time for that.
Interesting. Yeah, a lot of people are afraid to be disconnected, for example, or they don't want to be alone, or they don't want to even be away from their phone. So, you know, all part of these morning routines and activities are to get you focused more internally and focus on one thing at a time. And as a creative person and as an entrepreneur, I know that amazing ideas come from that time. So it's definitely worth investing it. You don't have to be connected 24/7. So if you're interested in following either of our journeys, obviously, you know my contact information. You're listening to my podcast. DanielFrancovilla.com is kind of the central home for everything there. And David?
So you can find me, David Ipyam, on Twitter, Instagram, and then DavidIpyam.com soon, very soon.
Soon. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening if you got to the end. And if you have any questions, feel free to tweet or Instagram message either of us.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.